I'm Kristen Stidham, and we are here with Ken Root, who is the chairman of the NAFB Foundation and also the manager for broadcasting and content with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Ken, tell us a little bit about the foundation today.
Kristen, it's a pleasure to do so. We are a foundation that basically is an educational purposes that we raise money for scholarships for people who are majoring in communications in college. We also offer some incentives to young farm broadcasters to be able to improve their education and their experience level. We do other projects that try to assist our industry in becoming more professional. The foundation has a board of directors that I'm now the chairman of that each year awards three scholarships, and those three recipients were named today. And this year, we named the first George Logan Scholarship, which is in honor of a man who was our executive director of NAFB who passed away in January.
Wow, that's really meaningful for this year, for that first recipient. No, I understand also that the Oscar Award was kind of done away with a couple years ago and is coming back for next year. Tell us a little bit about that and the new title it's coming in under.
Well, the Oscar in Agriculture goes back to literally the 1970s, and DeKalb at the time was an independent seed company, and they recognized an Oscar, meaning the highest achievement of a news story in radio and television. Then they had some in print as well, but of course we focused on the two for radio and television. And we carried that tradition on for quite a number of years, and then New Holland picked that up. And this last year, interestingly enough, the Farm Broadcaster Organization got a letter from the Motion Picture Academy of America saying, you cannot use that anymore. So cease and desist, or we're going to sue you. So we decided we'd take a look at it, and so we stopped the Oscar as of a year ago. But we believe that it's very important for our members to be recognized by their peers for the highest quality of journalism. And so we are now reinstituting three awards, one for radio, one for TV, and one for internet. And we are calling it the Doane. And it is in honor of Stuart Doane, who was a reporter's reporter, a member of our organization who passed away 2 years ago.
Wow, that's awesome, too. I heard a little bit about that earlier at the scholarship luncheon. That seems like a pretty incredible award. And it looks like all the scholarships that the foundation provides, they also apply internships. Tell us a little bit about the internships that are provided within the foundation.
Well, we believe that as many people as possible should get an experience and see whether or not they would like to do farm broadcasting or some version of ag communications. And it's less expensive for us to do an internship, so we have $10,000 devoted to giving 10 radio network stations or other entities to be able to bring in an intern, such as I believe you have done, and be able to get an experience to see whether this industry appeals to you. And I believe that that is quite valuable. It goes back in our industry many, many years. And now we can do it in an organized fashion and have 10 per year. And there are more stations and networks that really want these interns than we have money to supply. And there are more young people wanting to be interns than we can really place. So we like that.
Yeah, it definitely sounds good for the future of agriculture. Going back and kind of jumping here, going back to the new board members, you announced three new board members today at the luncheon. What were their names and what duties are they going to start taking on for the board?
Well, we have different categories of board members, and in the voting member areas, we replace two. We moved to Rich Hull, who is from Phoenix, Arizona, past farm broadcaster, and has served on the board before, and just an excellent gentleman. We also brought in our youngest member ever of the board, and a former scholarship winner, Haley Shipp, who is from the Northern Ag Network in Montana. And then we added Jerry Harrington from DuPont Pioneer, who is a long-term friend of NAFB, and he took the place of Hugh Whaley, who was on the board and served for 25 years. Wow. Our goal is to have this board to be a self-pruning tree, that we don't stay on forever. We keep moving on through bringing new blood in and keeping to the premise of of having more opportunity for more young people as much as we possibly can with the amount of funds we have available to spend. But the other side of this is we have to raise money. And we have many people stepping up from individuals to corporations to help us fund this, and we greatly appreciate it.
Sounds awesome. It looks like there's a great future ahead for the foundation and for NAFB in general. Once again, we're talking with Ken Root at NAFB 2013.